Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes present Which is Which? With our host, Ken Murray, the music of Richard Himber and his orchestra, and as our special guest tonight, Bill Silvers, Judy Canova, the King Sisters, Walter Houston, Joan Bennett, or reasonable facsimiles thereof. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the host of our show, our mastoid of ceremonies, Ken Murray.
Thank you very much. Bob, I'd like to correct you that announcement. It's not mastoid, it's master of ceremonies. Oh. Mastoid is a pain in the ear.
Well?
Now, listen here, William. I want you to know one thing, that comedians run in my family.
Well, they should.
Yeah? What did I get into tonight? Bob, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'm going to make an exception. But, Bob, let's get on with the show. Who's the first contestant?
Well, Ken, she's coming right out. Here she is right here. This is Miss Eleanor Marshall.
How do you do, Miss Marshall? Where's your hometown?
Florida.
What part?
Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. That's right. How long have you been out on the coast?
A year.
A year, huh? Well, which place do you think has the best weather? No, well, we better get on with it. You know, I have a sister and a girlfriend that lived in Florida. She was awfully pretty. I don't want to brag, but I think she has the most beautiful teeth in the world. She just got her new 1945 plate. But, Miss Marshall, let's get on with our game. Do you understand it at all? Do you understand our game, Which is Which?
Yes, I do.
You do. Well, behind that curtain over there is a celebrated screen personality or a reasonable facsimile thereof. Old Gold will pay you $50 in cash if you guess correctly. If you miss, Old Gold will pay you $5 in cash and send the remaining $45 to the National War Fund. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. Then you are to tell me whether the next voice that you are about to hear is that of the swell young comedian currently in the new 20th Century Fox picture, Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Mr. Phil Silvers, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. Put on the earphones, and incidentally, if you saw Phil in the picture, Something for the Boys, he did a long specialty called Southland. He's going to do a small part of that tonight. A frustrated baritone singing Shortening Bread. Now remember, Old Gold will pay you gold if you can tell me if it's Silvers. It's up to you to tell me which is which.
I shall now sing Shortening Bread, making the eight ball in the side pocket at the same time. Jacques. Put on the skillet, put on the lead. Mammy's a little short, and watch your tempo, you swine. And that ain't all, she's one of you. Mammy's gonna make a little coffee, too. Mammy's a little baby likes to shorten in the bread. Mammy's a little baby likes to shorten in the shortening breath. Do you mind? Mammy's a little baby loves a show. No, a ton of bread.
You've heard the voice of Phil Silvers, one of the nation's top-notch comedians, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. What do you think? Was it Phil or wasn't it?
I think it was.
You think it was? Difference of $45, you know. But you're going to stay with it, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see whether your guess was right or wrong. Open the curtains, girlies. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Phil Silvers in person. Phil, I want you to know Miss Marshall.
Hello.
Miss Marshall comes from Florida, and we're very happy to pay you $50 in cash, and thanks for being with us this evening. Phil, glad to see you, Phil. Glad to see you.
Oh, no. Just a minute, Ken. That's my line. Glad to see you. I'm only kidding, though, Ken. I always listen to your program, and I want to tell you, I never enjoyed you as much as I did last night.
But, Phil, I wasn't on the air last night.
I repeat, I never enjoyed you as much as I did last night. And that's why I'm here, you lucky boy, you. I'm going to be your agent.
But, Phil, you're an actor.
Well, who do you think got me the job? Kenzie, I've handled the most important people in the business. Big as Sydney Greenstreet.
Impossible. Where would you get all those red points?
Red points, yes. You fool, you. Ken, a man just can't get any place without ambition. Now, tell me, what's the height of your ambition?
5'2". Her name is Lana Turner.
All right, then I'm your boy. Now, look, when they want somebody over at MGM to make love to Lana Turner, do they get Murray? No. They get Clark Gable.
Well, sure, that's because I've got an agreement with Gable on those parts. We go 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah, he gets all the girls under 50, I get them all over 50. Besides, I don't kiss girls in pictures.
Ken, you should force yourself. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is to teach you how to act.
Now, just a minute, Silvers. I don't need you. I know how to act. After all, I appear every night for the last 3 years. My stage show, Ken Murray's Blackouts.
Yes. But I'll teach you how to act so the audience will stay in the theater.
That does it. I've stood enough of your insults, Silvers. After the show, meet me out in the alley.
Oh, no, you don't, Murray. You're not going to sell me any more of those postcards. Kenzie, boy, you're fighting me. Don't you realize what I can do for you?
What?
Is it bad to get $5,000 a week at Columbia Pictures?
No.
Is it bad to have your name on every theater marquee in the country?
No.
Is it bad to be a big star on television?
No. Are you going to do all those things for me?
No, but is it bad? Ken, I really must run along, and before I go, may I just say two words?
Two words?
Yes.
What else?
Lauren Bacall. Ay, ay, ay.
Who's the next contestant?
Ken, I want you to meet Mr. Fred Blumenschein.
How do you do, Mr. Blumenschein? May I ask what your business is?
I'm the branch manager for a wholesale house.
Things running smoothly?
No, they're running very badly.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, I have the most incompetent secretary in the whole world.
Well, why don't you fire her?
Why don't I fire her? I can't.
Why not?
Well, she owns a typewriter.
Well, there, Mr. Blumenschein. Don't strangle your secretary. Look at it this way. Why be irritated? Let an old go.
That's what I say, Ken. Yes, smokers, when things get kind of all mixed up, why be irritated? Light an old go. Especially today, there's nothing like the comfort and pleasure of a fine cigarette. But listen, you won't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry. Therefore,
to help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Gold's superb tobaccos are conditioned with apple honey. This special conditioning process helps hold in the natural moisture, helps guard your smoking enjoyment.
And in addition,
to give you a smoke of extra bouquet, extra flavor, a touch of rare imported Latakia tobacco is added to Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos.
Yes, extra flavor plus extra special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. First chance you get, try a pack.
Well, Bob, who's the next contestant?
Well, right here he is, Ken. It's Roy Krutzinger.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Roy? How are you? Where's your home, Roy?
Iowa.
I'll come right close to the mic there. This way. There we are. Iowa?
Yes, sir.
What part?
Waterloo.
Waterloo, Iowa.
Yes,
that's right. How long have you been out on the coast?
About 6 months, sir.
Is it the first time you've ever been a contestant on the radio show?
Yes, sir.
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, sir.
Well, don't be nervous. Don't be, I see you have a lodge pin on there. You know, I'm a very important member of my lodge. I'm the lifeguard in the steam room. But, Roy, let's get on with the game and the $50 question. Behind that curtain over there is one of radio's most delightful comedians, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. I refer to the noted hillbilly star who's now on the air with her own show, Miss Judy Canova, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. It's your chance to tell me which is which.
Well, sir, my brother Zeke, he's giving me boxing lessons. Of course, I ain't extra good yet, but leastways I can get off the bus at Vine Street now, the first trip around. But things are sure changing in this world now. What with all the new inventions. They've sure been doing great things with synthetic clothing. Why, the other day down at Sears Roebuck, I bought me a wooden suit. Instead of having it cleaned and pressed, I have it stained and varnished.
All right, Roy, you've just heard one of Judy Canova's famous routines. Was it Judy in person or a reasonable facsimile? Have you reached a verdict?
I'd say yes.
You'd say it was, huh? You're positive that you've guessed correctly? You've seen her in pictures?
Yes.
Scatterbrain? You've heard her on the air?
Yes.
Still feel that it was Judy Canova in person. Well, let's see if you're right or wrong for 50. And now is the time to open the curtains, and who do we see but Miss Facsimile, otherwise known as Miss Colleen Collins. Colleen, I want you to meet Roy here from Iowa, and Old Gold is very happy to give you $5, and the rest, remaining 45 goes to the National War Fund. Thank you very much for being with us. And, Colleen, that was really a swell bit of mimicry. And to show the people that it was on the level, and it was really you that did that wonderful impersonation, would you give us just a little bit more of the shooting?
Ken, I'm sure happy to be on this year program, but I got to get me back to the Rancho Canova. I just bought myself a new horse. It sure is a beauty.
What, you've got a horse, huh? And I got a line here. What's his name?
His name's Old Gold.
Old Gold, huh? Do you think he'll win any races?
Are you kidding, Ken? You know the sponsor's plug always comes in first.
Well, how do you do? Who's next?
Well, here is Fern Bean, Ken, of the United States Navy.
Well, how long have you been? Is it the Navy or...
No, he's mistaken. It's the Coast Guard.
Oh, the Coast Guard. Bob, please, read up, will you? Well, Fern, how long have you been in the service?
I've been about 19 months.
19 months. Where do you come from originally?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. That's right. I'm always happy to have a wave or someone from the Coast Guard on our program. You know, my cousin Esmeralda, the plump one, is a wave. And when Esme was inducted, she weighed 305. Sort of a tidal wave. But you folks in the Coast Guard really get around. I suppose you go to all parts of the world, huh?
Not yet.
Well, I'm a land lover myself, yes. I love that land. Okay, but, Fern, it's time now for us to get on with our game. I want you to tell me whether the voices behind that screen are those of the famous rhythm singers, the King Sisters, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. For $50 in cash, can you tell me which is which? What's the verdict?
No, they're not the King Sisters.
You don't think it's the King Sisters, huh? You've heard the... I suppose you have heard lots of the King Sisters' records?
Yes, when they first started in Chicago, we used to hear Magnum at West.
Is that right? Over the air, you heard
yes.
A great deal. They started in Chicago. You don't think so, that was the
no.
King Sisters. Well, you want to stick with that. Let's open the curtains, and here they are coming toward our microphone, the four lovely King Sisters. I'm so sorry. Donna, Alice, Yvonne, and Louise. Fern... Meet the King Sisters. And Old Gold will pay you $5 in cash, and the remaining $45 goes to the National War Fund. Well, girls, I could bandy a few jokes around with you, but any time we're fortunate enough to have the King Sisters on our program, we know that music is king. So how about it, girls, and how about another number, audience? You see, the audience wants the same thing. So, sing, girls.
How about singing the karaoke?
Love that song.
Have you seen the karaoke? Not a waltz and not a polka. Has a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that's died. It's got a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicked, wacky, wicky. When you dance it with a new, new love, there'll be a true, true love in her eyes. You'll dream of the new karaoke. It seems it's a kiss and a sigh. And you'll dream of the new karaoke. When music and lights are gone, we're saying goodbye. Then you'll dream of a new karaoke. It seems it's a kiss and a sigh. Do 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 do. You'll dream of a new karaoke. When music and lights are gone, we'll sing goodbye. Dream of a new karaoke. When music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye, goodbye.
Well, who's the next contestant?
Ken, I'd like to have you meet Sergeant Walter McConnell of the United States Army.
Well, how are you, Walter? Glad to see you. Let's give Walter a nice hand. Stand over this way, Walter. Take the microphone. There we are. Is this your first time ever on a radio program?
Yes, sir.
Where's your hometown?
West Salem, Illinois.
Salem? West Salem, Illinois.
Okay.
That's right. Where's that close to?
Well, it's not so far from St. Louis.
St. Louis. How long have you been in the service?
A little over 5 years.
5 years. You've done a lot of traveling, I see, by the river.
Quite a bit.
Yes. Well, now, you understand our game. You've seen the other contestants up. You understand what it is?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get on with it. Behind that curtain over there is one of our grandest stars. You saw him in Dodsworth, The North Star, and many other famous plays and movies. I mean, of course, Mr. Walter Houston, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. In just a moment, you'll hear a portion of Mr. Houston's RKO success, All That Money Can Buy, the story of the devil and Daniel Webster. Now, can you tell me whether the voice you are about to hear as Mr. Scratch is that of Walter Houston or a reasonable facsimile thereof? In other words, Walter, which is which?
Mr. Scratch, you cannot take this man to the inferno. This man isn't property. He's an American citizen. And no American citizen may be forced into the service of a foreign prince.
Foreign? And who calls me a foreigner, Mr. Webster?
Well, you're not an American citizen.
Oh, no? When the first wrong was done to the first Indian, I was there. When the first slaver put out for the Congo, I stood on the deck. Am I not spoken of in every church in New England? Isn't it true that the North claims me for a southerner and the South for a northerner? But I'm neither. Mr. Webster, I don't like to boast of it, but my name is older in the country than yours.
I stand on the Constitution. I demand a trial for my client. You cannot take him.
You mean a jury trial, Mr. Webster?
I mean a jury trial. If I cannot win this case with 12 good men and true, you can have me, too.
You shall have your trial, Mr. Webster. May the best man win.
I'll drink to that, Mr. Scratch.
Oh, Walter, you have certainly seen Mr. Houston in pictures, haven't you? You have, huh? And you've just heard his voice over those earphones. What do you think? Was that Walter
Houston? No, I don't think it was.
You don't think it was, huh? You think that was a reasonable facsimile? Well, for $50, let's see. We're not going to hold the suspense any longer. Open the curtains. Here he is, Mr. Facsimile, that just did... otherwise known as Joe Porter. Joe, I want you to know Walter.
Sergeant Walter.
And now, Mr. Facsimile, please give us just a few more lines of that marvelous impersonation of Mr. Houston, and I'll go over and see that old Gold gives the $50 to Walter McConnell. You know, your imitations are like Money in the Bank, the First National.
Your jokes are like Money in the Bank, too. The Corn Exchange.
Seriously, Joe, you did a wonderful impersonation of the devil. Do you do it in real life, too?
Well, I play golf like the devil, too.
You do?
Yes. I shoot in the low Hades.
Well, you wouldn't talk to me like that if I had my writer here. But goodbye, Joe, and thanks a lot. All right, Bob, the next contestant, please.
Ken, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Frank Healy.
How do you do, Mr. Healy? Enjoying the show?
Yeah, the way I feel tonight, I can't enjoy anything.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What is the trouble?
Well, I'm pretty patriotic. I'm willing to do anything for the war effort. Well, so last week when I noticed my shirts were getting frayed, I spoke to the little woman.
Well, nothing seems wrong so far, Mr. Healy.
Now, wait. My wife used to play the accordion, see? But she don't anymore, so she took it apart and made me a pleated shirt.
Well, I still can't see nothing wrong.
No? Well, listen. I put on a shirt and went out in the street. It was embarrassing. Every time I took a deep breath, I played Don't Fence Me In.
There, there, Mr. Healy. Don't let an old wheeze bother you. Why be irritated? Light an old goal.
You said it, Ken. Yes, smokers. When you become slightly perturbed, calm yourself down with an old goal. Enjoy the swell extra flavor of this great cigarette. Plus, it's special protection from cigarette dryness. You see, Old Gold's magnificent blend of many fine tobaccos, including a touch of costly, extra-flavorful Latakia tobacco, is conditioned with apple honey to help retain the natural moisture, to help guard against cigarette dryness. So keep it in mind. Old Gold, a better, keener, tastier smoke. But if you can't get a pack right off, please remember,
even though we're producing all the cigarettes we can without sacrificing one iota of Old Gold's superb quality, the men and women in our armed forces get first consideration in this production. But we're doing our utmost to assure fair distribution of all remaining Old Gold cigarettes. So, if you had to be content with substitute brands today, be content in the thought that tomorrow, if you ask, your dealer may possibly have Old Gold.
Bob, my boy, bring on the next contestant.
Coming right up, Mr. Murray, here's Sergeant Charles Shawn, or Shaw, is it, of the United States Marine.
Sergeant, I'm glad to see you.
Same to you.
How, gee, you've been in the service quite a long time, all those stripes.
About 17 years.
17 years, isn't that wonderful? Sergeant, this is, where's your hometown?
Well, I'm living in Hollywood at present.
Oh, I mean, where do you come from originally?
Well, originally, I originated in Arizona.
Arizona. What part?
Prescott.
Prescott, huh? Well, that's nice country down there. You understand our game, don't you, Sergeant?
Well, yes.
I mean, you've been watching it. This is your first time on the radio?
That's right.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Well, yes.
Yeah? Sergeants, they don't get very nervous, Sergeant. Well, let's play our game. Here it is. Behind that curtain over there is one of the screen's loveliest stars. I'm referring to Miss Joan Bennett, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. You will hear a scene from Miss Bennett's latest film, The Woman in the Window, produced by International Pictures. Pay close attention and see if you can tell me, Sergeant, whether you hear the voice of Miss Bennett or that of a reasonable facsimile. Here we go. Okay. Which is which?
My admiration for the artist has doubled. It's a wonderful painting. Is it yours?
No. I wish it were. Then I wouldn't have to come over here every so often to watch people's faces.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Now and then, when I'm lonely.
Tonight?
I was alone, and I don't like to be.
Did you watch my face?
Oh, yes.
Did I react properly, normally?
Well, there are two general reactions. One is a kind of solemn stare for the painting.
And the other?
The other is a long, low whistle.
And what was mine?
I'm not sure, but I suspect that in another moment or two, you might have given a long, low, solemn whistle.
Well, Sergeant, what do you say? Was that Joan Bennett, or...
Well, I'm not very familiar with her, but I don't believe it was.
You don't, huh? Well, now, wait a minute. There seems to be a difference of opinion here. And we're going to ask the audience. All those that feel it was, I want them to say aye when I ask them, and all those that think it wasn't, to say no. Now, how many no's?
No.
How many ayes?
Aye.
Now, Sergeant, seeing that you weren't very familiar, and you've been away for 17 years, I am going to give you an opportunity to change your mind. What do you think? Would you go by the masses, the multitude?
Well, I'll tell you. I hate to admit I'm wrong, but...
What's that?
I say I hate to admit I'm wrong. I very seldom am.
Yeah. Sergeant, that I believe. That I believe. Go ahead.
But in view of the circumstances...
Yes?
And they say the majority rules.
The majority rules.
And
oh, the sergeant is going to take back water this time.
No, I won't take back water. I will just agree with the majority.
Oh. Now the situation is this. You say that it was Miss Joan Bennett behind the curtain. Is that right?
No, I didn't say it was. The audience...
Sergeant, look, here is the situation. We only have a half hour for this program. And I want, you see, the time is getting short, but what is it, yes or no? You're going to go with the mouth?
Why not?
Open the curtains and give the sergeant $50. Let's go! Sergeant, I want you to know Miss Joan Bennett, Sergeant Shaw. And Sergeant, we're very happy to give you $50 in cash, and thanks... Thank you very much. He said he's very happy to receive it. And, Joan, I can't tell you how wonderful you were behind that curtain.
Thank you, Ken.
Yes, I certainly wish I'd have been back there with you.
Tell me, Joan, how do you manage to be so convincing in those scenes?
Well, I suppose you might say I throw everything I have into it.
Well, you certainly make a beautiful splash. You know, Joan, one of my ambitions has always been to play a scene opposite you someday.
But, Ken, I only work with actors.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I am? No coaching from the audience. No, please. I can prove to you that I'm an actor, Joan. Come here. Kiss me.
Isn't there another way?
Killjoy, huh? Can't we do a little love scene together?
You mean like this? Ken, every second that we're apart, the minutes drag on and on. You are my love of the hour.
What am I, man or Bulliver? No, I mean we could do a little sketch together, a murder mystery like you did behind the screen. You know, in private life, I'm a deputy detective.
Really? Have you pinched anybody lately?
Not in the line of duty. When I'm on the trail of a criminal, I don't know the meaning of fear. I don't know the meaning of terror. I don't know the meaning of trepidation.
My, your brain.
No, I'm just ignorant. I couldn't even say trepidation. Well, on with the play. A little horror music, maestro.
That's horrible enough. Let's go, Ken. There's the house, Ken. Dark, isn't it?
Pitch black. You know something? I think we're lost. Listen to that wolf howl.
We're not lost. We're still in Hollywood.
Say, Joan, whose house is this?
Madame Lazonga, the fortune teller. Look at her sign, Ken. Out of this world, back at 2:30.
Well, let's go in. There's nothing to be afraid of.
What's the matter, Ken?
I just swallowed my bubble gum.
All right, you can get down off my shoulder now, Ken. What's that over there?
Looks like a body. It is a body. It's Madame Lazonga, the medium.
She looks like a medium stout to me. Yes, it's Madame Lazonga.
Look, there's her crystal ball, but it's got a hole in it. I wonder why.
On Wednesday night, she likes to go bowling.
Say, Joan, didn't I read in the paper last year that Madame Lazonga had her tiara stolen?
Yes, but she's still got her boumdié.
Yeah.
Ken, let's see who's in the next room. Perhaps the murderer is still there.
Okay, don't be afraid. I'll be a couple steps behind you. Go ahead. Ooh, there's a man there. It must be Raymond. No, it's Madame Lazonga.
I'm glad to see you.
Madame Lazonga, why are you laughing so heartily?
Why not? I'm a happy medium.
But I thought you were dead.
Foolish girl. I'm not dead. It's just my material. Come. I shall tell your fortune.
With tea leaves?
No, I tell fortunes by tea bags. I do it the hard way.
Can you read my palm, Madame Lazonga?
Why, of course. Take off your glove.
I'm not wearing gloves.
Oh. Let me see. Boy, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have 27 children. Your wife's going to run away with a sailor. Not only that, but you're a very stupid man. A very, very stupid man.
What's the matter?
I've been reading my own hand.
And so, folks, another Witch's Witch program has come to a close. This is Ken Murray saying good night. And in the meantime, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. And now this is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.